26 postmasters from Northern Ireland who were wrongly convicted in the UK's post office scandal are set to have their names cleared under new legislation. Hundreds of sub-postmasters across the UK were prosecuted after faulty computer software calculated that money was missing from their branches. The Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has confirmed the legislation to quash the convictions, drafted for England and Wales, will now be amended to include Northern Ireland. Earlier we spoke to Lee Williamson, former postmaster in Port Stewart, who was wrongly accused of stealing £17,000 due to the technical fault.
Well, we're all thankful for the latest update. It adds a bit of clarity and certainty to the whole process. It was a lot of support shown for the convictions to be overturned following the Mr. Bates dramatisation. And we were all given a lot of hope at that stage. And then the hope was sort of taken away from us when the legislation was only including England and Wales. But that sort of hope has been restored. That was being sort of co-opted into England and Wales legislation. We have a finish line almost in sight.
I think you separately have taken your own action in the Court of Appeal to have the conviction overturned. Are you going to press ahead with that?
I think from my understanding and last discussion with the solicitor, we were intending to hold our position in agreement with the PPS until any further developments were forthcoming with the legislation. And obviously, with the announcement yesterday, that has changed. We may still hold that position until the legislation is brought in. I suppose, and also postmasters always think of the worst possible scenario first with the way things have gone. The only thing that would maybe throw a spanner in the works is if a general election is called before the legislation is enacted in Westminster. So I suppose that's the only thing that we're really maybe having to cover with maybe holding a position in the Court of Appeal.
Yeah. I mean, it would be much preferable, I presume, for this legislation to go through and for the conviction to be overturned on the basis of that rather than having to fight a court battle.
It does. Now, we're satisfied with our position and we have received a lot of disclosure through the process and we have an expert witness report already formed. So, no, any anxiety about our position is not really there, but it's the amount of resources that an appeal hearing would take. Mm. You're taking up court time that doesn't necessarily need to be taken up, where other cases could be brought forward. You're taking up time from the PPS as well too. So obviously the legislation is sort of in everybody's interest. Mm. It crystallises our appeal process, puts it in black and white, exonerates us from the convictions, which is what we want.
And in your own case, you were accused of stealing, quite wrongly, £17,000. Eventually, you made a decision to lodge a guilty plea because, why? You saw, really, there was no way out of this?
That's right. Beforehand, and in the years beforehand, the losses just don't appear as a £17,000. It's a sort of a drip loss from the office, and you try and put as much of your own money in to cover the losses. But it got to an extent where I just had no more money left, and over a period of years, your self-worth deteriorates of why you can't operate the system. You felt that you're on your own, and a lot of the experiences sort of dramatised in the Mr. Bates programme apply and are very real to a lot of the sub-postmasters. We did feel very isolated and lonely. Mm. You don't really have anywhere to turn.
Are you looking for repayment to you of the money that you had to put into this to try and plug this hole? Would you like to see further restitution, compensation? Is that something that's on your agenda?
The money is not sort of on the agenda that has been talked about. I suppose my thoughts would be that there is a full and final settlement on the offer of £600,000 for the government. And it'd probably be something I would take and move on with my life and park the whole debacle. But it was sort of step by step. The first thing was really to get the appeal underway, then to get the information and disclosure from the post office. And I've already sort of succeeded in getting those 2 points satisfied. But with the legislation, it sort of opened a different avenue to progress everything. But, I don't think if you ask any postmaster, it's not about the money. Having my name cleared would be worth £1 million to me, that I can sort of be able to sort of stand my head held high again. with the confidence that I have the exoneration.